live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. It's the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, health ministers from both sides of the border have formally agreed to strengthen cooperation dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. A memorandum of understanding was signed today. There are now close to 1.4 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 worldwide. Over 76,000 people have died across the globe. Restrictions on movement will not be lifted here on Easter Sunday. As the Easter weekend approaches, there are renewed fears of an influx of people with holiday homes coming into Donegal, and Gardaí are warning people there are a number of scams running as a result of the coronavirus crisis, some claiming to represent on post. Those stories to follow, and a little later in the bulletin we'll have the sports news with Oisin Kelly. Good evening. Health ministers from both sides of the border have today formally signed a memorandum of understanding to strengthen cooperation in dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. It's after concerns were raised over different approaches being taken by the two administrations on the island. With more detail, here's Eamon Torsney.
Last week, ministers from both the Irish government and the Northern Ireland executive agreed to work together to coordinate the response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The issue was brought into sharp focus as different measures were introduced on both sides of the border at different times to combat the spread of the coronavirus. Today, health ministers from the two administrations agreed a memorandum of understanding to facilitate greater cooperation on areas such as public health messaging, research, ethics and public health. Other areas will be considered, such as procurement, where that is considered of mutual benefit. Another three people have died from the coronavirus in the north, bringing to 73 the number of people who lost their lives there. 174 people have died in the Republic from COVID-19. Across the island of Ireland, the death toll is now 247.
And latest figures from the Republic will be released within the next 2 hours or so. There are now close to 1.4 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 worldwide. Over 76,000 people have lost their lives. However, for the first time since January, China is today reporting no coronavirus deaths. Shane Beattie reports.
The number of global COVID-19 cases has risen to 1.36 million, while fatalities now stand at 76,420. The US still has the highest number of cases, with almost 11,000 deaths and 370,000 confirmed cases. Another 758 people have died in England. Scotland has recorded another 74 deaths, 19 in Wales, and in Northern Ireland, three more people have died. Spain has seen its first rise in fatalities in 4 days, as the death toll went up by 743 to nearly 14,000, while Italy still has the highest number of deaths, with over 16,000 fatalities. A glimmer of hope is emerging from China, however, as authorities are reporting no new COVID deaths. Tomorrow, some people in Wuhan can leave the city for the first time since the lockdown began 3 months ago.
Health Minister Simon Harris has indicated restrictions on movement will not be lifted on Easter Sunday. The National Public Health Emergency Team has been discussing the issue today. It says it will not make any formal recommendations, at least until Friday. But the Health Minister says it's quite clear that the restrictions won't be relaxed. Minister Harris says what is in place is hard, but it's working.
We'll get the formal advice later in the week, but I believe in being truthful and honest with people in this regard. I think any kind of sudden departure from the existing restrictions is highly unlikely, particularly when we know they're working. We're not going to do anything as a government that will in any way jeopardise the lives and well-being of Irish people. We got to stay the course.
An official from the World Health Organization, meanwhile, says there are hopeful signs that some European countries are flattening the coronavirus curve. But Dr. Margaret Harris says countries have to be very careful when considering the lifting of restrictions.
Gently, slowly, carefully, and still understanding the importance, absolutely crucial importance of environmental and hand hygiene and of distancing. Because there is no guarantee that the virus is not still going to return to any of those communities, especially since we're all so globally connected.
As the Easter weekend approaches, there are renewed fears of an influx of people with holiday homes coming to Donegal. There have been claims of people already travelling into the county by night to avoid Gardaí patrols, which are expected to intensify in the coming days. New laws giving Gardaí the power to turn people back are also coming into effect this week. On today's 9 till noon show, Senator Niall Blaney acknowledged the concerns, but told Greg Hughes, for the most part, he believes holiday home owners are being responsible.
If you look back at 3 weekends ago, that was a quite nice weekend. The influx that weekend was pretty staggering. There was a lot of fear after that about the movement of people and the lack of social distancing. I think the response since has been enormous. The holiday homes are empty here in Port Salon since. The beach is pretty much empty apart from an odd straggler. The golf club is sitting dormant. Things that you never thought you'd see. So I do believe the response has been enormous. And I suppose the message is to acknowledge the effort put in by everybody in relation to this, including those that do have holiday homes. They are paying heed and we want them to continue doing that. I think people absolutely get it. Communities get it. Holidaymakers get it. They know they need to stay at home to stay alive and to keep everybody else alive and to protect those that are on the front line as best we can, let them get on doing their job. I suppose at the end of the day, there's no knowing when this will be over, but the more we keep doing what we're doing, the sooner it'll be over. And I think it's the clearest message that can be given out at the moment.
Well, Minister Simon Harris says people should always behave as though they have the virus. He is joining the clamour of people urging holidaymakers to stay at home.
We all have to think as though we have this virus within us, because the way this virus operates is you could effectively have the germs in you now. You mightn't know it, you mightn't know it for a few days, and every time you leave your home and come into contact with anybody, you are at risk of spreading those germs from you to them. So what we're trying to do is limit the chances of them spreading that beyond their own home or beyond their own community.
A team of Irish scientists has joined forces to formulate the chemical reagent needed to test for COVID-19. An increased need for testing has resulted in a worldwide shortage of the necessary chemical reagents. This shortage has limited the ability of testing labs around the globe to carry out sufficient testing. A team of hospital, university and biopharma scientists from Cork and Limerick have come together to formulate a lysis buffer which will allow the country's laboratories to continue to test for COVID-19. Working remotely, the team formulated and validated a lysis buffer in the case of a week, which can be used in hospital testing labs. McGarthy are warning people that there are a number of scams running as a result of the coronavirus, some claiming to represent bogus charities. On today's 9 till noon show, Garda Grainne Doherty said one scam in particular features a claim from the caller that they're from An Post and they're looking for bank details to process COVID-19 linked social welfare payments. She says this is one that's worrying Garda in particular because of the number of people applying for such payments.
There's all sorts of scams at the moment. People are taking advantage of the situation. People are receiving calls, emails, texts from fake charities, from people purporting to be from the World Health Organization. In this case, we were alerted to the fact recently that a number of people had received calls from someone claiming to be ringing on behalf of An Post in relation to a social welfare benefit that they were due to get or that they had recently applied for. The caller in this case requests your email address and then they go on to request your banking details. The worry really is with this one, you know, you may have people out there who never claimed any benefit before from the Social Welfare Department. They may have recently applied for the COVID-19 unemployment benefit, and that's our worry, that these people might presume that this is normal, this is what happens, and will supply their details. So our advice is any state body will never contact you and request your banking details or personal details of any sort, you know, whether it be the Social Welfare Department, An Post or any other state body. If you get a call of this sort, our advice is try to note the number if possible. Hang up. You know, don't converse with these people. Hang up and report the matter to your local station. You know, give us the number that called you and give us all possible details in relation to it.
Well, that was Grainne Doherty Garda there speaking to Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show earlier today. A Tyrone woman who lost her father to COVID-19 is warning people that no one is immune. Jackie Farrell from Strabane died from COVID-19 and his daughter is fighting the disease in hospital. His other daughter, Maria, says the people of the town came out to support them when he was buried yesterday. She's urging everyone to observe the guidelines.
Although they were practicing social distance and they came out and showed their respects to my dad, they lined the streets, and that we thank you for. My message is, if you think that this is, you are going to be exempt from this, or that you're immune to COVID-19, you are barking up the wrong tree.
A West Donegal councillor says there must be government support to counteract the loss of income from Gaelic colleges, which are said to be impacted by the coronavirus crisis. Easter courses have already been lost. Councillor Micheál Colum-McGlaspach fears summer courses will be cancelled as well. He says the Mainyoti and local businesses who depend on the Irish colleges will need support. Councillor McGlaspach says the colleges are the heart of the Gaelic economy in the summer, and if they're lost this year, it will have a major impact.
There's a huge dependency on that income from Maharoti to get over to right out Tarn Moore, Gurana Farshugal, Honduran Anagra. I think that the state should do the right thing by Moraine T. If you look at the investment that Moraine T invests every single year, now what looks like there will be a gap in this year, that people don't give this up, and to make sure that there, it's important that the government intervenes. If the government are able to intervene and look after big business, it's important that they're able to look after those that ensure that the Irish language has been learnt within the Gaeltacht and then spread right across the whole country. This would be a massive blow to the language itself, never mind a financial blow to the Moretti.
Is there a worry that this might fall between varying departments in government? Is it the responsibility of Rinne Gaeltacht? Is it the responsibility of the Department of Education?
Well, Rinne Gaeltacht would certainly have a lot of responsibility, as other organisations as well. But at the end of the day, the government has the full responsibility. If you look back at what the government has been saying in relation to the survival of An Gaeltacht and the Irish language within the An Gaeltacht, this is very much a key. And unfortunately, we're faced with the coronavirus, but at the same time, the important things in relation to the Irish language cannot be left to the wayside. So I would be calling, and I will continue to call and fight for the rights of Moraine T within the Gaeltacht, because if this was big wealthy businesses, there'd be no question about this, they would be looked after. Moraine T are equal to anybody else.
And that was Councillor Micheál Colum-McGlaspach. New guidance has been published for parents and solicitors in Donegal in relation to access in the context of COVID-19 restrictions. Helen Coughlin is chair of the Law Society's Family and Child Law Committee. She says the COVID-19 pandemic can't be used as an excuse to prevent separated parents having contact with their children. There is a link to the guidelines on our website, but Ms Coughlin says common sense should govern all discussions and decisions about access, taking into consideration the health and safety of everyone affected.
There are probably hundreds of children around Donegal who every week move between homes where their parents are separated. So when the tighter restrictions came in last week, many parents were very unclear as to what was permitted. The Minister for Justice issued a statement on Saturday, and arising out of that, the Law Society has issued the current guidelines, which are available on the Law Society website. If there is a court order in place, this should be complied with to the greatest degree possible in the circumstances.
You're saying in the first instance what really should be governing a lot of this is common sense.
It is so important that common sense prevails, and the interest and the safety of the child, and indeed if there's any vulnerable adult in a house, that has to come first. So if a child has a compromised immune system, or if there's a vulnerable grandparent in the house, the safety of those has to take priority. There are lots of social media platforms out there which would facilitate alternative access. That should be encouraged.
Donegal is a border county, and as such there will be several relationships that will have a cross-border dimension where potentially one partner is on one side of the border, the other partner is on the other side. Does that add extra complications in situations like this?
I would say that the guidelines that we have devised should apply, because really and truly it's common sense. Whether they're living in Donegal or Strabane, access, if it is safe to do so, it should be allowed.
Time for sports news. We say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. The former CEO of the Russian 2018 Organising Committee for the World Cup has denied taking bribes to secure hosting duties. The US Department of Justice alleges that a number of ex-FIFA officials accepted bribes to vote for Russia and Qatar to host the tournament. Disgraced former Vice President Jack Warner is alleged in an indictment to have received $5 million to vote for Russia in 2010. Alexei Sorokin claims the Russian bid was an innocent one and no bribes were taken. The president of UEFA has said he can see no way Liverpool could finish the season without being crowned Premier League champions. Jurgen Klopp's side are currently 25 points clear of second place Manchester City with 8 games remaining. Alexander Seferin believes the Reds will win the title if the remaining games don't go ahead. He told a Slovenian newspaper if the games aren't played, it would be necessary to announce the results and to find some way to determine the Premier League champions. Former England defender Gary Neville believes football has got its response to the coronavirus badly wrong. Liverpool confirmed last night that they've gone back on the decision to put some of the non-playing staff on temporary leave following a backlash from fans and ex-players. Neville says it's another example of the muddled thinking across the game.
What Liverpool did on Saturday is symptomatic of what the last 3 weeks has been. Lack of leadership, lack of good decision making, lack of clarity, lack of communication. And football is getting this really wrong at the highest level.
Former Ireland winger Kevin Kilbane believes some of the best young Irish footballing talent will get their chance under the new manager. Stephen Kenny took over the senior international team last weekend. Kilbane told Off the Ball he has spoken to Kenny's assistant Keith Andrews about midfielder at Millwall, Jason Mullumby.
When I've spoken to Keith Andrews over the last year or two, Keith has mentioned him specifically talking about how he really likes him as in the midfield role that he's played. In the 21s or wherever he's played, whether he's been playing at club level as well. I think he's got enough experience under his belt now. But he does look the obvious one. But it won't be just him. There'll be Adam Ider, of course. We'll be looking at Troy Parrott. We'll be looking at Aaron Connolly to get more game time now as well.
Well, the major question among sporting bodies that can't be answered right now is when will action be able to resume? Gaelic games, like other sports, is at a halt and queries remain over when a return to the pitch will be on the card. At what level of football or hurling will be back and what format it will take? Time will only tell, but one Donegal official is adamant that the clubs should be key when it does. Clubs are at the heart of the communities and since the shutdown, they've been helping out within their parishes. Donegal fixture Secretary Ed Byrne says the clubs have to be the focus when the measures are lifted.
The national committees have been able to ask, you know, each club in every parish in Ireland to help out at this time. And I think therein lies what the GA is about, community and right down at the grassroots level. And I think that needs to be the same with fixtures. Club football needs to be the one that takes centre stage from all of this. We're in a terrible position with this virus and all that goes with it, but it gives us time to reflect on the association. And everybody knows, we're always told, the foundation stone of the GA is its clubs. Well, the virus has certainly weakened the clubs. They're not able to fundraise. They're not able to get out and be part of the community as much as they can, although they're helping out in different ways now. For the perspective of looking at fixtures going forward, our economy is going to suffer. And I think the only way that we can help the local economies and the small shops and the small businesses that give us vouchers throughout the year, these are the people we need to help. And I think club football can be the turning point there, get the people back out in the community. Once the social distancing is relaxed, I think we have to focus on our club fixtures.
And there's more from Ed Byrne, plus Donegal 1992 hero Donal Reid in the DL Debate podcast with Brendan Devaney, which is available to listen back to now on highlandradio.com. Finally, in motorsport, Formula One team Mercedes have made the design of their new breathing devices freely available to help the fight against coronavirus. They've been developed by engineers working on F1's Project Pit Lane alongside University College London. The device helps patients with lung infections breathe more easily when an oxygen mask isn't enough on its own. Up to 10,000 of them have been ordered by the British government. That's it from the sports desk for today. We'll have more tomorrow morning. Donal.
Thanks, Oisin. Efforts are continuing to form a government this week, with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil trying to get the support of smaller parties. A framework document outlining how a new government could work is almost finished. With more, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
Most of the main roadblocks to a deal between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are now out of the way. The two parties are set to finalise a document in the next few days, which will spell out how a coalition between the two will work. But they've left certain blanks to be filled by smaller parties parties as they try to woo them on side. Between them, a Fine Gael Fianna Fáil coalition will only have 72 votes and 80 are needed for a Dáil majority. So the new document will be given to the Greens, Labour and the Social Democrats in the hopes of getting them on side. All three have ruled out entering government in one form or another. The Greens don't think negotiations can be done in the middle of the coronavirus crisis. The Social Democrats say they have big policy differences with the two parties, while the new Labour leader Alan Kelly agrees the party should rebuild in opposition, but has left the door open to doing a confidence and supply deal.
Three people arrested in relation to a shooting in Belfast on Saturday remain in police custody. 36-year-old Robbie Lawler from Dublin, a suspect in the murder of Cian Mulready Woods, was shot in the Ardoyne area of the city. Two men aged 33 and 30 and a 17-year-old boy remain in custody. A fourth person, a 27-year-old man, was released without charge yesterday. The PSNI says an extension of their detention was granted by the court service. WhatsApp is tackling the spread of misinformation. It's restricting the number of times highly forwarded messages can be shared in groups. It follows concerns that false information about COVID-19, which was widely shared on the app, was scaring people. The tech editor with the Irish Independent is Adrian Weckler.
It's doing it specifically by applying a blanket restriction to the number of highly forwarded messages that you can share to one person or one group. Up to now, you've been able to do that to five people or five groups at a time, and now you'll only be able to do it once. And the reason is very, very clear, because there is a huge problem in Ireland and other countries with people sharing and forwarding fake rumours and fake news about the COVID-19 pandemic.
And Donegal Libraries are to deliver storytelling sessions online over the coming weeks. Spring into Storytime is part of a national initiative, as Emma Rose Callaghan now reports.
As part of the Right to Read programme, Spring into Storytime is a national initiative running across all libraries during April and May. Donegal Libraries, along with special guests, will deliver storytelling sessions aimed at families to help reinforce the importance of reading at home. The sessions will feature special guest appearances from local children's author Malachy Doyle, reading some of his most famous works. This year's Spring into Storytime will emphasise Irish authors and Irish published books. All sessions will be entirely digital and featured on Donegal Libraries' Facebook page at Donegal Library. Donna Kavanagh, Senior Executive Librarian with Donegal County Council Library Services, says they want to encourage a more family-focused approach to reading with children, to raise awareness of the benefits of reading and of the free services and resources available from libraries. Malachy's first online event will go live on Saturday, April 11th at 10:30 a.m. on the Donegal Library Facebook page.
Weather forecast, it'll be dry and bright this evening with moderate to fresh winds, south to southwest, occasionally strong near the coast. Tonight, mostly dry with some patches of mist, possibly fog. Lowest temperatures 4 to 7 degrees Celsius. More cloudy in western areas with some patchy light rain or drizzle likely, particularly along the coast. Tomorrow Wednesday, mild and dry in most inland parts. Cloudier in the west and patchy light rain or drizzle possible again in coastal areas. Highest temperatures tomorrow hitting 12 to 16 degrees Celsius with winds mainly light and variable. Main stories in brief, and health ministers from both sides of the border have signed a memorandum of understanding to strengthen cooperation dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. It's after concerns were raised over the different approaches being taken by the two administrations on the island. There are now close to 1.4 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 worldwide. 76,000 people have died. However, on the plus side, for the first time since January, China has reported no new coronavirus deaths today. Restrictions on movement will not be lifted on Easter Sunday. The National Public Health Emergency Team has yet to make a formal recommendation to government, but the Health Minister today indicated the measures would be extended. He said they are working, but they need to remain in place. And that's Highland Radio News for now. We're back with news headlines at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The abridged notices for this Tuesday evening, the 7th of April. The death has taken place of Joe Doherty, letter, Uras Clonmany. Due to current HSE and government guidelines, funeral and burial are strictly private, please. Inquiries to Comiskey Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Anna MacDade, née Lafferty, 5 Newton Place, Strabane, formerly of Ballandrate. funeral from her home on Friday morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. In accordance with guidelines, the house and funeral mass are private to family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, lekpatrickparish.com/webtv.htm. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Margaret McLaughlin, née Farrell, Glen Road, Derry. Due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, the wake and funeral are strictly private to immediate family only, please. The death has taken place of Eileen Bradley, Castletown, Fawn. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, funeral and burial are strictly private to immediate family only, please. Memorial Mass for Eileen will take place at a later date. The death has taken place of Ellen McLaughlin, Collord, Mallon Head. In compliance with government and HSE guidelines, the wake and funeral are for immediate family only, please. The death has occurred of Angela Doherty, née McMenamin, 76, Admiran Park, Stornoller. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and cremation are strictly private to immediate family only. A memorial mass will be held at a later date. The death has occurred of Nan Sweeney, Drimaha, Ardra. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, funeral and burial are strictly private to immediate family only. A memorial mass will be held at a later date. And the death has taken place of Margaret Burke, Caron, Burt. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, Margaret's wake and funeral are strictly private to immediate family only, please.